Oklahoma is part of a settlement in the case about the safety of baby powder. OG&E is requesting a rate hike, and a new ranking for the state is not good news. This is the KGOU PM News Brief for Tuesday, June 11th. I'm Deborah Shar. Oklahoma has joined a $700 million nationwide settlement with Johnson & Johnson. State Attorney General Gettner Drummond says the state share is $9.8 million. The lawsuit alleged that Johnson & Johnson deceptively promoted and misled consumers in advertisements related to the safety and purity of some of its talc powder products. The company has agreed to stop making and selling its baby powder and body powder products containing talc in the U.S. More than 40 other states are part of the settlement. Hundreds of people with active warrants got a chance at a clean slate over the weekend. Oklahoma Public Media Exchange's Kate Kelly reports an Oklahoma City legal nonprofit hosted the event.
People of all ages started lining up nearly 3 hours before Diversion Hub opened its doors. This is the fifth event the nonprofit has hosted to help residents clear their misdemeanor and local warrants. Attendees got help understanding their record, paying outstanding fees, or scheduling new court dates. And they enjoyed snacks, music, and games while they waited in the hot sun. Rocky Conway has been using Diversion Hub's legal support services for about a month, and his case manager invited him to this event.
Not only am I taking care of things that can haunt me later, I'm also learning that there's all kinds of services out there that I never even was aware of.
Conway says he hopes by this time next year, his landscaping company will be off the ground and he'll be helping young people avoid the mistakes he's made. In Oklahoma City, I'm Kate Kelly.
OG&E is seeking approval from the Corporation Commission for a $332 million rate hike. The new rate would increase the average customer's bill by about $19 a month. The utility company says the proposed increase would help offset expenses incurred from its investments in the power grid. A hearing is set for next week. If approved, this would be the third rate hike since 2017, not counting fuel charge adjustments. A national study finds Oklahoma falls close to the bottom for child well-being. Oklahoma Public Media Exchange's Anusha Fathepure has more on where the state falls short.
Every year, the Annie E. Casey Foundation assesses child well-being across the country. This year's report ranks Oklahoma 46th overall. The study considers various factors such as education, economics, health, family, and community. In all those categories, Oklahoma ranked among the bottom. Children across the country have shown declines in reading and math proficiency since the COVID-19 pandemic began, but Oklahoma has stayed near the bottom, ranking 49th in education for the second year due to low test scores. Although it still ranked low, Oklahoma saw improvements in its family and community scores. Child poverty and teen birth rates dropped from last year. The Casey Foundation recommends investment in education and legislative action to make life better for Oklahoma's children. In Oklahoma City, I'm Anusha Fathepure.
You can find more Oklahoma news on our website, kgou.org, and on the KGOU AM News Brief podcast. I'm Deborah Shar.
I'm Rachel Martin. You probably know how interview podcasts with famous people usually go. There's a host, a guest, and a light Q&A. But on Wildcard, we have ripped up the typical script. It's a new podcast from NPR where I invite actors, artists, and comedians to play a game using a special deck of cards to talk about some of life's biggest questions. Listen to Wildcard wherever you get your podcasts, only from NPR.